Welcome back to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman, and it's Monday again, guys. We're back. Another good week in front of us, ready to go after what we want, finding that balance, and living this life to the fullest. You know, as we move through our weekends and we have fun with our families and friends, right? Don't forget about yourself, right? Don't forget about investing a little bit of time in your self-development and what you want to do and what you want to become. And take a few minutes to go over your accomplishments and make yourself really feel good about yourself, right? That's all that investing in yourself is about, right? Is making you feel good about yourself. Because we're better than we think we are, right? We do things every day that would absolutely amaze ourselves 10 years ago, right? I don't know where you are in your life or where you want to be, but I know where I am, and I'm exactly where I want to be, and I'm exactly where I think I need to be now, right? This universe has a crazy way of putting the things and the people in front of us that we need at that time, right? So don't overthink it, right? Go after your dreams, but don't make them hard, right? Go after what you want, but don't put a big old burden on yourself, right? And make them harder, because when they're hard, right, we tend to veer away from them a little bit, and we put them off, and we don't put the time that we want to, because it's not fun, right? We want to do things for ourselves that are fun, right? That's what we want to do as humans. That's what I want to do anyways. I don't know about you guys, but I like to have fun. I like to enjoy my family. But when it's time to get down and get dirty with work, you know, that's when the fun kind of stops, right? And we really get after it and make the most out of our hours throughout our day, right? Because we can go to work and work our butts off, but if we're not doing something progressively every day that's making our tomorrows better, right? How much are you working for, right? Are you just working for a paycheck for today, or are we thinking about our future selves, right? Because that's a big deal. As we go on through life and start really thinking about where we want to be in the next 10 years, right? What are we doing today to get us there, right? I'm trying every day to think about my future and writing my goals down and really coming back and going over them. And going over them once a week sometimes, you know, and at least once a month, and seeing where I've gotten to and seeing where I want to be. And that's where the affirmations come from, as well as, you know, really seeing where you want to be in your life and how you see yourself in your life. Because if you look back at it on that kind of note, it's really hard to get to anywhere where we want to be if we're not constantly reminding ourselves of what we want to do and why we're doing this. Because it gets really overwhelming, and I sometimes want to just give up, right? You know, and not go forth, I'm not seeing results, and I'm not seeing exactly what I want accomplished, right? And I forget about the small wins, right? And it's so important to celebrate and remember those small wins, right? Because those are the ones that are helping us grow throughout our day, throughout our weeks, throughout our months, right? And they're making us better and putting us in a better place than we thought we once were, right? But if you don't realize that stuff and you're not aware, you might be just thinking you're going through the motions, right? Make every day count, because it could be our last, right? Make sure your business is running smooth, right? But give that time to your family and the ones you love, right? Because there's no guarantee that they'll be here tomorrow either, you know? And I hope that my loved ones are around for many, many years to come. But I know that if they're gone tomorrow, I'm not going to live with regret. Of course, we're all going to miss them, and we've all lost people that we just wish dearly that we could just have one more conversation with, you know, but we can't, not yet, not till we get there, right? So don't rush it, and don't overwhelm yourself, and don't live with this regret of thinking that you're not where you should be, because we're exactly where we're supposed to be. Every day as we go through this life, we're exactly where we're supposed to be, and there is a plan. So don't overthink it. You know, it's so important to live for the moment, but also put in the work for our futures, right? You know, I'm working on a lot of self-development. I hired a life coach a couple years ago, and he got me on the right path, right? And life coach, it's for some people and it's not for other people. You know, it's more of, you know, just almost a counselor, right? To talk you up, be there as an accountability partner, and help you get past the roadblocks that are holding us back. Because we all go through our peaks and our valleys, and we're all at our highs and then our lows. Some of them get really low and some of them get really high, but you're either going in or coming out, right? But we're not going to stop, right? You can't stop, and you can't have negative self-talk, and because it'll hold you back. It holds me back, and it's something I practice every day, and being aware of my thoughts and where they're at, and noting my thoughts and changing my thoughts. Because that's right back to the part of, you know, negative can't live in a positive mind. Don't let negative get in there, right? Everything that's going on in your life is happening for a reason. Try to find the silver lining and move on, right? And it's so hard to do, guys. It's so hard to do. And I can talk about it, you know, but it's so hard to do. It's, you know, practice what you preach, right? But as we get into these thoughts, being aware is a huge thing. Because as long as you're in the right state of mind, right, you will move forward, and things will get better for you and for me, and just in this world in general, right? There's a lot of stuff going on in this world that really, if you got into it and started watching the news every day, I try not to, right? I try not to. I catch up on some weather every once in a while because it has to do with what I'm doing for work. You know, not so much in the summertime, but it's we live in a hectic world, you know, and people are not as kind to each other as we think, you know, one should be. There's some bad folks in this world, but there's a lot of good, and there's good in everybody, right? And that's that part of finding that silver lining, and really trying to move past it and not judging a book by its cover. Because if you judge a book by its cover, you shut off the rest of the book, right? You never get to that knowledge inside of that book because you just walked past it and shunned it, right? So dig a little deeper. Get a chapter or two in before you judge that book, you know, because you'll be surprised. I know I am, right? So I've kind of made a little goal for myself, right, to introduce myself to strangers, right? Say hi, how you doing, right? Just talk to them, right? And it doesn't matter who, right, or what, right? Because we all put up this block, right? And like when you're standing or sitting in an elevator, right? Everybody's like a statue in there. But as soon as you introduce yourself or compliment somebody, it's amazing how the tension just kind of goes away. And it opens up conversation, and it really digs in, because we don't have too many protective layers, right? Some of us do, right? Some of us have some protective layers, and you can't break those shells, and that's fine, right? But at least you tried. Can't say you didn't try, right? So I hope you guys all have a fabulous start to the week. And we get going on our dreams and writing down our goals and being dad and mompreneurs and going after what we want in life. I got some videos coming out. Look for them. I'll drop some more information on them as they produce and when I get my homepage all up and running. But for now, I'm Zach Brinkman. This is the Dadpreneur Show, and I appreciate all of you. Stay positive and keep smiling. Bye.